This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
One of the things that I did manage to do while I was overseas was catch up with the UK performer Crichton, who is making a bit of a splash. She was making a video clip in Spain and flew to London for the interview, so I felt very chuffed about that. I'm going to play the interview right now, so I hope you can stick around and listen to a bit of it anyway. Let's start off by playing a track of hers, just to remind you what kind of music she is. It's pretty powerful, and I'll tell you more about her before we go into the interview.
Yeah.
So here now is her track, Absolution, and you're listening to that on Women on Waves on Joy 94.9 with Anita and Jeffrey.
Thank you.
As you can see by the taste of her music, she's quite a different performer.
Yes.
She's calling this the Kreitman Project, and it's including, obviously, the video clips that she's been doing. But she's also been touring in Europe as well, and I managed to catch her while I was in London, and we had a fairly lengthy interview ranging over all sorts of topics, from identity to sexuality to ethnicity to creativity.
Yeah.
It's been the devil of a job trying to edit it all, but I'm going to go with, so we'll kick it off by, I think I was starting to ask her a little bit about her background, so let's hear some of that interview now.
Can we talk a little bit about your heritage?
Sure.
I get the impression, mainly through your name, that you're not strictly British.
The great-great-great was supposed to be Russian-Polish, basically, I don't speak... I had a slightly unusual upbringing in the sense that I was travelling quite a lot growing up. So, for example, I grew up more socialising with people who weren't English, which is really annoying as well on one level, because they're all not English, speaking English with you, which means you don't learn other languages quite as much. It sounds a bit silly. You shouldn't assume you can't learn. But I grew up having social time very much not in England often. So I identify as also being British. But it's this, for me, you know, we're all on one earth. You know, people say, where are you from? I feel like saying you're from Earth. You know, and I like this idea that we're all in the same living room, because we are.
So to go back to your music, and I don't know how to put this, but there's a song that you've written called Violent. Would you like to say something about that one and try and explain it to me?
Basically, I'm singing about missing her. Yes, this was a woman that I met that I basically, I ended up completely in love without being able to be with them. No, because ordinarily nobody really sort of, you normally spend time with someone you're in love with. You don't not spend time with someone you're in love with. It was accidental, but then the song happened, so... But I don't know, it created all sorts of... This song, there's an energy about it for me that it's kind of like... I met a lot of people the last year, some of them. Unusually, I don't know why, I've attracted people who are in really long-distance relationships. You know, like their husbands will be on military service on a ship or as a mechanic or something. And the worst thing you can do to yourself, I think, is... For me, I'm a believer of do not react out of panic. You know, people can get overwhelmed, you can have... upteen things happening in your life. I mean, this can probably also apply to anyone in a coming out story, if you want to call it that. So many different ingredients can trigger all sorts of things, and having that ability to stand still, and even if we make mistakes, learning from it. The song is about redemption. The song is about saying, I really messed up here, whatever I do, whatever has caused this to happen, because you're in pain as well. You miss this person, and you are reminiscing. You love them. That's it. And you're trying to find a way to get it. And as I said, it reminds me of, you know, like I met this couple and she's like, oh, my husband goes away like most of the year, but she still loves him and they still stay together. So it's this kind of, you know, I was talking to you about Dire Straits earlier. You know, you've got this song, Romeo and Juliet, even. And I think you never really know what's going to happen in life. But I love this song because he's like, Juliet, don't you just realize it's the timing is all wrong. People don't, if you knew you were going to fall down, you wouldn't let yourself fall down. Usually you would stop yourself, but then you can try and transform that and learn from it. So,
but you can't do that with love. I mean, love just sneaks up on you, it attacks you. So you can't stop yourself from falling in love with somebody, but when you've fallen in love with them, there's many ways of expressing that love.
There is, and accidentally you can trap yourself in circumstances where you cannot express what you want to do, and that doesn't go away, like you said, it builds like a ball of fire. Until suddenly you're like, you look like a fool. It's like Romeo is screaming up at the balcony, but you know, I don't know, where's Juliet? Is she there? I don't even know. What am I going to do? And then you're...
So you can see her is really difficult.
Oh, look, isn't she engaging?
She's a breath of fresh air. She really was.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I had an amazing time with you, with Anita and Jeffrey here on Women on Waves on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
And you're with Anita and Jeffrey back again.
Yes, you are.
Now, talking about Kreitman, she is a very honest interviewee.
Yes.
And we did range over her love life, her,
right.
her music, etc., etc. So I'm going to play the second part, but only after I play this next track, which is her track All About the People, and I think this says something about her character too. So
yeah.
Listen to the words of this, and then we'll come back with the rest of the interview.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's listen now to what I'm calling part two of the interview that I did with Kreitman in London in September.
Right.
So that brings me to the digital world. Nice little segue. A lot of artists now are turning to just working through iTunes and places like that, where they just have to produce an MP3 and then get listed and sell their music that way. That seems to be the way things are going. Would you still be wanting to give people the old hard copy, if you like, of your songs and
sure,
how you perform?
I'm happy about the idea of getting out there however would be most appropriate, but for whatever environment. Communication alters depending on what the need is or how best to reach people, I think. There's so many different ways. If you want to talk about the business side more, I suppose you can look at companies, you can look at the fact that whether it's any kind of company that has a website that can sell, you know, records or even tapes. I mean, people still put stuff out on vinyl, don't they? And there's a lovely warmth about that, but that's
but it costs money, you see. It costs money to produce a CD. Apparently it's a lot cheaper to produce an MP3. It's a lot
easier. This is probably some more an area. I mean, this is the thing. I'm probably not familiar so much with some of the ins and outs of it depends, I suppose, on what someone wants to achieve.
Right.
But any form of being able to get out there and communicate, whatever the form, I think is a wonderful opportunity. So
yeah.
I'd be up for was it not Porter's Head, who apparently wasn't it their first album was completely free? Didn't they release everything as a free? I mean, that's as far as I'm aware, not an LGBT band, but it's an example of people just wanting to get out there and everybody's different. You know?
Okay, so.
And vinyl could be fun.
Vinyl's a lot of fun.
I tell you what I do love. It's a bit random, sis, but I love bass. You know, when we were working on the tracks, I was just saying, I really love bass. I want bass. You know, it reminds me of when I used to go to the clubs in London, because I used to have a club that's closed now called Ghetto. And I used to love going down there on a Thursday night. It used to be called Miss Shapes. And it's strange. You have these memories. You have these experiences from years before that you go, I remember that when this happened. And I just remember the bass sound coming out of the speakers. I remember the other stuff too.
Yeah.
But it's all integral to the experience, you know, like the first time I walked into the candy bar and I'm standing there like, oh, because, you know, maybe it wasn't so normal in my school and I didn't quite realize. And I'm like, I played football since I'm not the stereotype or anything, but I played football since I was a young kid and I didn't realize, like, what is going on? And then you suddenly play back some of the moments, you know, where people were like, so you want to go out with that guy? Like, they look confused and you didn't understand what they were talking about, you know. I mean, late bloomer, I suppose, to a certain degree. And again, that's why I'm grateful to my grandmother, because it's like, you know, you know, she's like, you could go to the golf course, there's some professionals there. You know, she's like, it might be a nice place to meet women. And I mean, grandma played golf, and as far as I'm aware, I don't know anything else. And you all saying, do you know about the big parties in the desert in Florida? And I'm like, no. There's 20,000 women going to flock to this place every year. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because you're just silly, because I shouldn't not know about it suddenly, I think. But, you know, you often have the other stereotypes of people laughing because they'll meet and suddenly they'll be deciding that they're like, oh no, we don't go on the scene. And they'll just go and move to a house and then have, you know, whatever. And you shouldn't be afraid of having quite. I think it's everybody, it's the same whether you are straight or gay or bisexual, everything. People have different timings, different patterns, different relationships bring out different parts of you. And it's embracing those differences too, you know. You know, it depends where you come from as well. And I'm very touched by this too, because sadness that I've met people who, I'm happy they felt relieved to be in England, but they cannot be themselves fully in their own country. They feel there's persecution. They are afraid to be able to explore something that feels very natural to them. As natural as you know, it's like if someone said, why do you love this? Why do you love the flavor of that? Why do you love this sound of music? Well, you know, it's my mood, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, at the same time, who's going to say you're not going to want something different tomorrow? So there's always so much change. You could say I'm talking about change a lot because I'm a Sagittarius.
So
oh, no, no, no. Yeah, I got my chart done, and the guy was like, "Are you feeling okay?" Because in the circle, I have no earth. I have no earth in any of the chart. Five earth for houses.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm curious. So when's your birthday? Am I allowed to know the date? Okay, so you're a little bit after me, but just a little. But hooray, you're not far from Christmas. So in Australia, you have that. Maybe this isn't relevant for the interview. Pardon me, but you have like Santa Claus right in the summertime. Is that right?
We had something.
Santa Claus wears swimming costume. This is what I want to understand. If
an Australian Christmas is very different.
Talking about, you know, occasions where, you know, different in different countries, what's normal, what's not. And I don't know, you and I were talking earlier, you were asking one or two questions about, you know, to do with my grandmother. And it just makes me want to go back. You know, she used to take me to concerts, to the theatre. It was very much broadening the scope of understanding about, you know, the elements of artistic culture and getting you into that. And there's an openness, I think, involved. You know, I grew up around some artwork. So there was a sensation of, when you have someone, it's almost, there's an element of learned. There's something going on, turning around. Because a lot of people, one of the things that makes me most nervous is this false pretentiousness that seems to exist within certain areas of... there is something wonderful about having a sense of healthy pride about you have achieved something, keep going, follow your heart, do what you believe in. But there is something about, I was very lucky that within a world of being introduced to all of these things, to have someone from that space be so open and I was lucky because so many people, they're set in their roots, they don't necessarily feel so flexible. And you shouldn't assume that everyone is the same. You know, and people change. I think it's always a learning curve. You know, it even goes down to the school I went to. There was only one black boy in the school as a child that I went to. I don't know with the culture where you grew up, but if it's very similar. But I remember getting on a bus, and one day I was only a really young teenager. And, again, in the area of London, you didn't really have many people who were black. And this older man came on, and I remember thinking, it was this sensation of the gift of London of being the melting pot. When you go to the centre, you have everyone. And I love the fact that I felt uncomfortable with the fact that we didn't have more. You should all be mixing. Right. Everyone should be connected together. You don't have to force people to do what they don't want to do. It's not what I mean, but there's so much beauty to embrace within different cultures. I really believe in that. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you do. You know, yeah, and you have some of these films. We were talking about some of the films that we've seen earlier, right? We're talking about the different kinds of nationalities and some of the themes. That's fun. The hope to do with Princess Diana in England, I don't know what it was like abroad, but when I was a child, you had this sensation of, she cared about the individual. This was the experience I felt as a young child because, you know, we were growing up with it on television. You're not thinking about you didn't have a PhD in something rather to understand what you could feel. This was what it was about too. It was about you don't need one to give a hug. So there was this emphasis of, again, supporting, nurturing each other. I think backing anything in the world, you know, something that I feel strongly about is this. So I wonder sometimes when there's so much noise all over the place, I think sometimes actually messages get lost. And so it makes you more determined to want to think, what do you really care about? What is it that you want to say?
Unfortunately, we've got to leave Croakman there.
Very interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Be right back with more.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Flesh and Blood and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
With the UK performer, out and proud performer, too, she is.
Kreitman,
yes.
And we have more?
We have more. We're going to hear a little bit more of it.
Right.
But I thought, just to remind you what Kreitman sounds like musically, I thought I'd play another track of hers that I've got my hands on, and it's a track called...
Stay With Me Till Dawn. Lovely song.
Yeah, we think we know this song, don't we?
Yes.
So let's have a listen now to Kreitman, and then we'll talk a little bit about the interview. You see, she plays around with electronics in it a bit.
Yeah, yeah, but it's that sort of misty feel to it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Now, like I said, she's a fascinating interviewee because she's
quite carried away.
she just talked and talked and talked and talked. Yeah. And we had such a wide-ranging conversation that it's made it very difficult for me to be able to put it together in some semblance of order. And also, I had a bit of problem with the audio on the recording. And I think it comes through still a little bit on this last part of the interview. But if you bear with it, I think you'll enjoy getting to know this particular performer. She's quite an eye-opener. Mm. So let's have a listen now to what I'm calling part three, really, of the Crichton interview that I managed to do on the day after I arrived in London. And she flew from Spain.
Yes.
Okay, so let's listen now to the interview with Crichton from August this year.
I cannot worry too much, maybe, and just be relaxed. I suddenly feel like I was relaxing some two or three bits, but I feel like I need to relax a bit more, so sorry.
Okay, picking up on that, the future is, have you got more songs in you?
I'm working on a few more at the moment. It seems to be it's like, previously I've noticed, I think it's almost a therapy sometimes with some of the ones that it's been. Like there's one at the moment that's not finished, and I think taking your time to get to know yourself matters. And I don't know whether it's the same for you when you write your poetry, but something can happen, illogical. You'll just feel something. And we're alive, we're not, I think that we're not just like computer. I don't know, I remember when I was a kid and I remember thinking, you know, there's an artist called India RE that I used to love. There was a kind of spiritual-based element that happened. And I think if you're honest with people about your personal experiences, people can feel it. I've repeated this before, but I think it's pivotal. I think, you know, they talk about honesty is more powerful than so many of the other things, because when you are, it's the enjoyment of the process that teaches you.
So there's many, many, many songs that you just haven't written yet that are going to come out.
John Lennon used to say he's not a songwriter, he's a song catcher. He used to love that. He didn't think that he's the one who writes it. He thinks it comes from somewhere else. There's some still working on, but where things are now is we have launched the tracks that we've got. And you can see it on crichton.co.uk. Yeah. And it's available on iTunes to buy. You can see the video all about people. But it's just enjoyment now of be yourself, get out there and sharing. Taking your time, really, as well.
You were talking previously about touring and going around the place. Where do you see possibilities for the future in terms of touring?
Well, I mean, I'm learning all the time right now because this is a new area for me. In a sense that the songs have only just been released. And we've got another performance in September at Soho House in London. And I think that I'm just continuing writing. And getting out there, speaking with people, is the idea that no matter where you are, whatever's happened, people, they never leave you. Yeah. Sounds a bit, you know, like you've got the Lion King and the Disney Lion King. I don't know if you remember, he's talking to his father in the clouds and he's saying, you've forgotten me because you've forgotten yourself. And inspiration is everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
But now I'm really excited because we've only just launched and it's like with you, I knew that you were coming to town. I was like, oh, okay, right, that's cool. And I'm very happy to had a bit of a, managed to get the plane. It was nice. And trekking around London, I'm like, okay. But it was it's a wonderful feeling. It's a real honor to be able to share what you love doing with people. Yeah. It's a real gift to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I feel really excited to be able to continue doing that and see where the road takes me, basically. But yeah, we've just started. And I'm really glad because it's very much concentrating on music. And the reason releasing the first single all about people was because of this. This is how it feels. It is all about people. What brings people more joy, happiness in their lives?
Now that's nice because I want to ask you next. Do you have any messages that you'd like to leave your joy listeners with?
just be yourself no matter what happens in life. Thank you for the time shared so far. And hopefully see you soon. Small things, I think, that matter. I wish everyone a beautiful day, and I hope the weather is shining with beautiful sun. But
I'd like to add one thing. For them to keep enjoying your music as it develops over the years.
It's an honour to share. And I'm excited because a certain amount of years passed where I was concentrating on, as I said, it's just been really recent. So it's all kind of, oh, great, wow, I enjoy the thing. Like, you know, it sounds a bit silly, a little bit awestruck hearing. And thank you for the honesty. I don't think there's any point otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it spreads. People, when I told my, I've noticed in the past when someone, because, you know, when you open one door, I think it inspires things, you know, and I've been inspired to, I'd love to yeah, that sharing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there you go. That was the last little bit that I managed to retain from the interview with the fabulous performer, Crichton.
Look, I just find her so engaging and a joy to listen to. She's so bright. She has these wonderful ideas.
Yes.
Yes, really good. I hope you all enjoyed that as well, because I certainly did.
Probably not as much as Crichton and I did.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.